Welcome into week three of Trojan Preview here on KJN as we get a chance to speak with Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks again for your time this week.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and thanks to KJN for supporting our football club.
Well, in week number two and another win here in the books as you're able to get one over Shenandoah. A little bit of a slow start, but sounded like you really got things rolling, and especially in that second half.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're looking at, continuing to build off that. But that game was, real tight in the first half. I like how our kids responded to our adjustments at halftime and then came out. And our defense really put our team on their backs and got us going.
Well, and you were able to hold them under 200 yards of total offense. You knew that Mason Silence was a guy you're going to have to keep an eye on there at the running back position. He's a good player. Kyle Owens also at the quarterback spot, and it looked like, for the most part, you did the job you needed to.
Yeah, they busted a couple long runs, but our defense hung in there, and they capitalized on coming out the second half and stopping them right away, getting a turnover, scoring off a turnover. But Silence he's quite a player, and so is Owens, their quarterback. So they're going to have a good future in this season if they can keep it going.
Well, and that's another thing you brought up there. Your team has been able to be versatile in the way that you score. You've been able to do it each way, both games out here so far. So it has to make a coach feel good that you're able to get it done in a number of ways.
Yeah, that's been a nice surprise. We've got to continue that, though. Now we're in district play. Things are going to get more physical. Everything's, I told the kids, we're playing for keeps now, so we've got to be able to use all of our assets, offense, defense, special teams, to put points on the board.
Was there any one particular moment in that game against Shenandoah that you thought that the guys were really getting a foothold, or was it just kind of a cumulative sticking with what you were doing and it started to work?
Well, we basically stuck with our normal game plan. We just made one change in our blocking scheme. It was a pretty simple change, but if you never rep that in practice, sometimes as a coach you're a little concerned. But we went out first play offense. We ran our counter play that we made the change to, and I think we busted one for 20, 30, 40 yards or something like that. So, that makes you feel real comfortable right there. We didn't come right back to it until a few plays later, but, the kids had a lot of confidence after that, and we ended up putting the ball in the end zone.
Well, this is the first time since 2012 that Atlantic's been able to start a season 2-0. That certainly has to give the kids a bunch of confidence.
Yeah, I think our kids are pretty focused, though. They're already looking on to the next game. They're excited about what they've done so far, but I don't think their work is done. And we've talked a lot about that it's, at the end of the season, whenever that happens, we can look back and see where we're at. But for now, we got to keep moving forward.
Well, and it's good that they have that mindset as well. Of course, the past couple of years, only been able to get one win up on the board. So being able to already top that here in week two, you don't want to feel like you've accomplished something. You want to keep on working towards your end goal.
Yeah, we definitely don't want, these two games to define our season. We want to keep working, and if we do that, I think good things are going to happen for us. So this is a critical game against Denison coming into week three here, though.
Yeah, we'll turn our attention here to the Denison-Schleswig Monarchs. It seems like each week of the season has gone along. Maybe this is how the schedule is just kind of shaped up for you. Each team might be just a little bit of a hair of a step up along the way, and Denison-Schleswig certainly another challenge here for you.
Yeah, looking at their roster, I think they've got 24 seniors out. A few of those are transfers from Charter Oak Ute, but they picked up some quality athletes from them. They already had a bunch of quality athletes, so they're going to be focused. They're seniors. It's their last go-around here with football pads, and they're going to come out and play hard, so we're going to have our work cut out for us.
Well, they're breaking in a new quarterback here this season in Drew Polzin. Looks like he's kind of still getting his feet underneath him as far as understanding what he needs to do. The running back spot looks like it's kind of a running back by committee. They've got four or five guys that they feel pretty comfortable handing the ball off to. So I think as a coach, you're probably game planning more for the schemes rather than individuals.
Yeah, definitely. What caught our attention is, their five guys up front are all going to be physical and big. On our offensive line, we're not real huge. We've got pretty good technique and we've got pretty good feet. So we're going to have to do a lot of different things, kind of like we have in week one and week two, just to keep that defense on their heels. But for our defense, they're going to have to stop the run. And we've got more athletic linemen for Dennison up front. They've got, five nice ones. And then they've got two nice backs in the backfield, plus they bring in another kid every so often. So we're really going to have to play physical up front.
And they also seem like a team that has a few weapons maybe hidden in a few other spots out there on the field. Evan Weavers is a guy that comes to mind. He's a guy that's moved around and played different positions for them over the years, has some talent, does well athletically in other endeavors, and he sits out the wideout spot. So another guy that they look to try to implement as a threat out somewhere else.
Yeah, he's a real concern, real slippery type kid. I mean, I don't think he's going to outrun anybody in the 400-meter dash, but he certainly is a tough kid to tackle, and we've seen that the last 2 years. He can kind of wiggle his way in and out of some tackles and get some, key yards for him. So he's a real concern on the perimeter because once the ball's in his hand, he's tough to bring down.
Well, this is interesting, too, going from week two to week three. You're playing another team that's going to like to run some option. So I guess you've already prepared for that a little bit, but obviously they're going to throw different wrinkles into it.
Yeah, they're running it out of a two-back set, more of a split-back veer-type offense. It's what Dennison has kind of done, traditionally, if you go back 20 years. So a little bit different look, same type of scheme, so to speak, as far as they're trying to run some inside veer, outside veer, a little counter off of that and some power. So that helps our defense to some degree. But like I said, last week was one back. This week's two backs in the backfield. So that changes things for our linebacker core.
Yeah, certainly the responsibilities can be a little bit different, trying to get those alignments straight when you get up there to the line of scrimmage. Knowing who has what responsibility, I'm sure, is always a challenge.
Yeah, it is. And, in practice we try to replicate it, but it just never seems to be at game speed, even with our guys going hard. That's what Dennison does. So that's a concern defensively is, how fast does that thing hit and can we react?
Well, and part of the strength of your team that we talked about before the season even started is you knew you had some quick guys on the back end and even at the linebacker spot that have played really well here so far. Does that give you some more confidence to be able to keep more guys in there tight when you're facing more of a run-first type of team and letting some of those guys on the back end maybe end up being in one-on-one situations?
Yeah, a little bit. Our back-end guys, our secondary fellas, they're going to be tested this week. They like to throw the ball a little bit, and they're going to throw it deep. So we have to certainly read our keys where, maybe the first two couple weeks our secondary guys were reading run keys and help filling on the run, where this week, yeah, they have to be able to do both. So they're going to have to play it straight up. I'm anxious to see how they do, and I think they'll compete, but they've got to certainly, play this thing straight up and go on their keys.
Well, as we turn to the other side of the ball, your team so far this year, I think, has been pretty balanced. You've been pretty efficient. Jackson Eden's played really well at the quarterback spot so far, hasn't made mistakes. I think you've got to feel good about where you're at so far with that. Obviously, you're going to continue to expand it as the weeks move along, but do you think your offense is where you want it to be at this point in the season?
Yeah, I think for the most part, we're pretty comfortable with where we're at, but we still got some things to work on. And, this week's a real concern up front. They're going to bring a blitz. They kind of play a 3-5 defense, so they could bring 8, sometimes 9 guys on the blitz. We have to be prepared for that. That's something we've, focused on all week. We told our kids, too, that with this type of defense, you might go 2 yards, 2 yards, and then once you find a seam, you might break one for 40. So it's going to be we're going to continue to pound and do what we do up front as far as the run game's concerned. But I told our kids, don't get discouraged if we just get a couple yards here and there, and then sooner or later we're going to find a seam and we got to take advantage of that. So that's going to be key in the run game.
Is there any particular part of the offense that you think will have more success against Dennison Schleswig's defense?
Not necessarily. We've been balanced, and what we kind of try and do is take what the defense gives us. So, we're going to use all our formations, all the motions that we use to try to create an advantage, and whether that's throw the ball or run the ball, we're going to use it all. So hopefully we can get into some sets that we feel comfortable in and then can get some things done up front.
Well, you've had a couple of weeks to assess and evaluate here. I know one of the concerns was maybe who are those other guys that are going to fill in up front there along the offensive line for you. How do you feel like those guys that have you put in there have performed?
Well, right now we are real comfortable with who we have there. Left tackle Corbin Peterson, Logan Templeton, and Jordan Zarbano are switching in at guard, and both those guys, you know, neither of them have really separated themselves from one another, which is a good thing, you know, that we're still getting quality reps out of them. Center John McConkey, he's been the anchor of our offense and defensive lines all year, and we're going to continue to look for him to do some good things there. At right guard is Mason Gergen. Mason's a little light for us at the guard position, but he's got good feet, so his technique is pretty sound, and that gives him a chance to win that battle up front. And then at right tackle is Cale Roller, just sophomore, and Cale's really come on too. He looks good. We just got to stay healthy up there. You know, we've inserted some tight ends this week. We've used tight ends on both sides the last 2 weeks, Grant Podaisky and Logan Riley. And we think, you know, that might help us be able to pick up that blitz a little bit when you add two big bodies in there, whether they're pass guys or run guys or what's going on, depending on the play. Both of those guys are capable of helping us out up front. So that's going to be real key this week.
Yeah, that has to be something that's a little bit unique about your team. You've got a couple of guys that are athletic but yet big that you can put in there at that tight end position that, you know, not only can help out a little bit up front, but then they're also threats if you decide to leak them out to head for a route.
Yeah, and that's happened the last 2 weeks. You know, I'm sure Dennison's going to probably try to combat that, which, you know, we're going to have to counter whatever they're doing too. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, that tight end position seems like it's one of the most unidentified positions in that when you get into secondary. It seems like they always get lost in the shuffle. Those guys tend to get open, and that's what we like.
Well, Coach, as you've won a couple of games here, now you get a chance to go on a long road trip here. Is there anything as far as the, you know, scheme of the day, how you're going to handle going on a big trip like this differently than you have here in the first couple weeks?
Nope. We've got our travel plan set. We just back it up from whenever the bus leaves, and everything kind of stays the same as far as the rotation of things, our meetings, and then we get on the bus and load the bus, and then we take off. Once we get there, our, you know, everything kind of stays the same. So a little bit longer trip, yet, you know, it just backs the times up just a few minutes. So I think our guys are comfortable with what we do on the road, and we're going to stick to it.
Well, great to see your team pick up a couple of wins already here this season, Coach, and we look forward to a fun competitive game here against Dennison Schleswig with a chance for your squad to go 3-0.
Yeah, thanks. We're looking forward to it too, Chris, and we appreciate KJN's coverage.
All right, that's Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott, and that's Trojan Preview here in week number 3 on KJN.